90 Mile View is a series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds very different from our own. A second-generation rancher stockman, Howard Blender, has been giving us his observations from his area of the Flint Hills for several years now, so it's only natural that he should join us for 90 Mile View. And Howard, so good to have you back again. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I assume this cold snap can't make life easy for you down there. What do you have to do when it's this cold to help your cattle make it through the winter?
Well, we redouble our efforts as far as, checking feed bunks and that type of things to make sure that they have adequate feed and make sure that it's not froze down and they, have ready access to it.
How about the water supply and the water not freezing?
That's always a concern. Part of my tanks have heaters in them. Part of them do not. So the ones that do not, I'm pretty familiar with an axe and an old silage fork to make sure the ice is cut off and removed from the tank so that they have access. And we make a special effort to make sure that warm well water is pumped into those tanks so that it doesn't freeze back up right away.
What's the drought been doing to you down there in Cottonwood Falls in your area of the Flint Hills, Howard? What have you been experiencing down there?
This drought is being compared to in the mid-50s, 1956, and clear back to the 30s, the great drought, during the Depression. We have, last summer, we moved cattle off of grass in late July due to lack of water and lack of grass. It looked like November almost as far as how brown the grass was. And it continues to be quite dry. Many of us, including me, have expended a lot of money cleaning ponds out and making it so that they will hold more water when we do get rain.
This lack of rain and how it's affecting the way you handle your cattle, eventually, what's this all going to mean for consumers up here in the Kansas City area? What's going to happen to prices, Howard?
It's hard to say. There's so many outside factors that come to play. If it was a true, demand and supply situation, it would be much easier to predict. But there's so many things that come into play. Farm programs, new legislation, lack of action on a farm program. They
right.
just extended the old 2008 farm program for now. Those types of things. And so consequently, it's pretty hard to predict what is going to, happen. Of course, the weather is going to be a big factor also. The drought has definitely moved north farther. Mm. Texas and Oklahoma have been in a two-year drought. Farther north of us, up in Montana, where one of my son-in-laws come from,
right.
They've been virtually in a 10-year drought. A lot of cattle have been liquidated, cow herds, sold down to just maybe the bare minimum, just because of no feed and no water.
We're visiting with rancher stockman Howard Blender from the Flint Hills area. These days, way out in Washington, Howard, Congress is wrestling with the farm bill. To what extent do you keep an eye on that?
I watch it closely. When I get up early in the morning, there's a farm program on another station that I listen to every day.
What time is that?
I get up about 4:45 and start listening to the radio about 5 o'clock. And the program runs, for the early hours of the morning, and there'll be a lot of reports on what has, transpired in the last 24 hours, plus you know,
yeah,
what has happened in Washington, D.C. or elsewhere.
So you keep a pretty close eye on it.
Yes, yes. It's very important to know what is going on that is going to affect us other than just nature, you know, dry weather and that type of thing.
You know, Howard, you're known to say there's nothing like a farmer or a rancher to be an optimist. With the ongoing drought and a farm bill yet to be passed, how tough is it to hold on to your optimism these days?
Most of us realize that, you know, there's certain things that we can control and other things we cannot. If you were a pessimist, you probably would not be purchasing cattle right now. And quite frankly, I am. So I guess I'm the eternal optimist, you know, to the max.
Well, Howard, we'll come back and visit with you again sometime soon. Thanks for taking some time with us today, Howard.
Well, thank you.
Stay warm down there.
The
you bet. Take care.